This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long is here. Dwayne, we just experienced two or three of the nicest days of the year in a row, and today promises more. What are your vibes?
It's warming up. We've made it through another winter, it looks like, and happy days are here. We got spring football coming up, Dan. Damn. We haven't seen that for a couple of years here. So I'm excited. I'm really enjoying waking up every morning right now.
At the risk of being overly optimistic, it does seem the world is on its way to getting back to normal. One thing that's remained normal is Ohio State's ability to dominate on the recruiting trail. The plan for today was Dwayne's top five remaining class of 2022 prospects. Even better, there's been some news and there's been an offer, so we're going to even update that list, but we are going to give you Dwayne's top five in the class of 2022 that's still on the board, and we will mix in current events as we go. Number one, this offer is not current, but it is big, and so is the prospect, Tennessee defensive tackle Walter Nolan.
Walter Nolan is a flat-out freak. Flat-out freak. This kid is 300 pounds. He plays defensive end in high school. And I'm telling you, he could play defensive end in college at that size. Yeah, he's an absolute monster. He's got really long arms. His first step is off the charts. He's not having to push linemen around. He's going around them. He's going by them like they're standing still. And when he needs to, he runs right through him. He is an incredible specimen. 2016 was easily the best defensive tackle class I've ever seen. No doubt about it. This kid fits in the top five of a class that I think has put eight guys in the NFL out of the top 10. Just that incredible. He is something. He is a specimen. To me, Quinn Ewers and Walter Nolan are unquestionably, for me, the two best football players in this class. Nolan lists us as warm. Doesn't seem like there's really any favorites listed at this point. He's special. If we could get him, wait on him until signing day, after signing day, no question about it. This is a guy that we want, top of the list.
Yeah, the waiting game won't be an issue for a player of this caliber. See JT Tuimolo for an example. But once again, Nolan is that classic Southern big fella that we've never been able to get to come up here on first blush. So you got to assume he's going to end up at LSU, Georgia, or Alabama. Pulling him out of Tennessee would be an enormous coup. Number two on the board, Eni White, defensive end out of Philly.
He belongs in the same category as the Bosa kids. He's that impressive. He's that explosive. He makes things happen. He plays the run and he rushes the passer. The only guy we've recruited who's been really just flat out better in recent times is Chase Young. And I like where he's at. We seem to be doing really well in that area. And he keeps talking about us. That's what this list is about. If I just narrowed it down to who I thought we could really absolutely get, it would be a different list. This is who I want to see and that we're actually making inroads with.
this will come up again, but it is very clear that the Larry Johnson, Bosa Brothers, Chase Young vibes are out there, and they are among the most commonly referenced individuals by name when you talk about any group of guys being recruited right now at any position. Number three on the board, we have been all over this largely because Steve Wiltfong has been the man on this recruitment ever since Keontae Goodwin was an enormous eighth grader. He's now a chiseled class of 2022 left tackle prospect. Your thoughts?
Well, first, this offensive line class, we want to add offensive linemen every year, especially tackles. Absolutely. It's a good thing we're not really in need of deep offensive tackles because, you know, we got Paris Johnson in here. Max Ray looked like he was just needing an opportunity to step in. So if we lose both our tackles after this year, you know, we just got to worry about adding depth, get some guys in here that we can develop. And Keontae Goodwin is a beast. It's not a great offensive line class. So what you do is you take this kid. He's had a great offseason so far. Just in the drills, people need to realize that, you know, think what they talk about. What about pads? What about pads? Don't worry about pads. This is all simulated pass rushing stuff. The defensive lineman has such an advantage. They don't have to play the run. They can just go after the tee off and go after the quarterback. We've all seen it. We've been watching football since we were kids. When the defensive line knows that all it has to do is rush the passer, it's different for the passer. And he handled all these guys. He's just the upside with this kid. You take him, don't even think about it. Stick him in the weight room and let him come along. He is absolutely love having this kid, especially in an offensive line class that is not that impressive.
Let's address a couple things you said there. First, betting men should place cash on both Ohio State tackles leaving for the draft next year. Mumford because of age, Nicholas Petitfrere because he's going to be an emerging and studly prospect. As for the other guys, Mark Porter has reviewed several of these dudes, and there'll be links in the story here for the BM5 for you to go check it out. His reviews on Walter Nolan and Keontae Goodwin are especially cool. We're going to come right back and talk about two more guys on Dwayne's top five list.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right, we're back. This is a name we hadn't heard much about. There's a story on the site right now about his number of suitors, and it is a big number. But Gabriel Brownlow Dindy, a defensive lineman from Lakeland, Florida, with Oklahoma ties, certainly knows something about the Buckeyes. We talked about guys referencing Bosa, Larry Johnson, Chase Young. GBD did all of that.
He did. And he knows that is important, that he's paying attention to Ohio State enough to know who the defensive line coach is, who's come out of Ohio State. Obviously, he's looking at, you know, not just college ball. He's looking at the pros. And he plays defensive end in high school. He's another one of these freaky guys. Good defensive line class, Buckeye Nation. And this kid, he can move. Probably going to grow into a defensive tackle, but you don't care. If he grows into tackle, we could use some tackles. He plays defensive end in high school and plays it well. His first step and his closing speed. One play that stood out on this film, the quarterback is trying to set up a screen, and before he can get the ball off, he's sacked. This kid just closed ground that quickly and put him on the ground. And like I said, you get a strong side end out of him, or you get a defensive tackle out of him. Don't worry about it. Just take him. Outstanding, really big-time kid.
Yeah, I mentioned the Oklahoma ties. Both of his parents are from Oklahoma, though they have relocated to Lakeland, Florida. the current crystal ball action has him Oklahoma bound, but it does sound like his recruitment is pretty wide open. All right, we're going to finish with a guy who just got an Ohio State offer, an in-state dude. Speaking of Mark Porter, he is working on his review, scouting Ohio 22 offensive lineman, and this guy will be in there. Wayne's Emil Wagner. He is a big emerging prospect, really good athlete. I actually saw him play basketball as a reserve, I guess, center for the Wayne basketball team that just got knocked out of the playoffs. But your thoughts on the offer to Emil Wagner?
Well, let me say this first. I know people are going to say Dwayne got an opportunity to name five guys that he really wants to see in this class. And what did he do? He picked five linemen. Yeah, I did. Well, there's Ed. Yeah, I pay more attention to line play than most do. But this is, look, we got a quarterback, a kid that's looking like a generational talent. We got two receivers, and we're already had a stocked receiver room. We got two tight ends, and we really don't need a running back. We got two cornerbacks. We got linebackers. We already have those positions really locked down. And my philosophy has always been, you know, if you get the number one recruiting class, great. But it's just fill needs. And we need linemen, especially on defense. And it's a really good defensive line class, really good, both end spots and tackles. So, yeah, I picked Emil Wagner. He moves so well. Watching him run a defensive back down who made an interception, I could not believe I was watching that. He's super athletic. Yeah, he's a little lean. He's a little thin, but we can add 25, 30 pounds to him. You know, he doesn't have to weigh 300 pounds. He'll be super athletic and be able to get out in front of people and be strong. I love the offer, especially in a line class that is not very good. It's not impressive.
Some interesting tidbits on Wagner. First, his older brother, Ahmad Wagner, was a starting power forward on Wayne's state championship basketball team a few years ago, went to Iowa to play basketball, transferred to Kentucky to play football. I think last year he was in camp as a tight end with the Chicago Bears, so the bloodlines are good. Also interesting, the other backup center currently on Wayne's basketball team is Elijah Brown, the Alabama tight end commit who Ohio State did not offer. So that's kind of interesting in and of itself. Once again, be on the lookout for Mark Porter's review on offensive linemen. Dwayne will be in there commenting. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.